Everybody please put a thumb in the air.
Hello and welcome, fellow GMs and fantasy sports players alike.
Glenn.
This is episode one of Locker Room Talk.
Episode two, technically, but...
Well,
oh,
we're not going to get into technicalities tonight. Joined with me tonight is, you know him best from the King of the Simps, Jacob.
Also number one. Also number one in current fantasy PR.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Also, we have with us tonight...
Wrong.
Garrett.
Zach Baggins is number one, Jay.
Zach Baggins.
Get it right.
Dethroned after this week.
Oh. All right,
we'll
boys.
See on Monday,
don't lie,
mate.
Bud.
Let's,
PR doesn't
Let's
lie.
Let's get right into it here, you simps. So to start, start off the podcast, let's talk a little bit about, the start of the year and the new year here. A lot of excitement as the boys, decided to have their draft what felt like a month before the season started, and a lot of trading, a lot of ratty things going on before the year. So, is there any GMs out there that have impressed you guys so far?
Well, I have to say, I mean, for me, picking the best player in the league in the draft at spot four was pretty elite GMing.
So you're saying that the only person that's impressed you so far is yourself?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've made the best deals in this league. There's no secret about that.
And there you have it.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone had a trash draft except me and Cam, basically. And, you know, Cam wasn't even real. So, I mean, what the fuck?
Okay, yeah. Well, it looks here like, Rit, you ranked yourself very high on after the draft. And you've also put yourself atop the PR after week one. So...
I've made the most quality rips, ripping off ex-league champ Richie. And, I mean, I don't pat myself on the back for ripping fish. That's something any GM can do.
Yeah.
Okay,
before
we go any further, a lot of GMs are wondering if Rit could give us an update on his foot. Is it black or what's going on?
Oh, my foot.
It's Mr. Deeds.
It was fucking black, man. Week one, it was fucked. I literally thought I was going to get, like, amputation surgery, but, like, I had to get hooked up to these IV every night for a week, and
it's Mr.
It's good,
Deed's foot from now on.
It's not fully good, so.
I can definitely smack it with that fire poker, and it's going to be fine. It's
no,
a black
dude,
foot.
It's recovered. It's
Garrett.
It's like 90%
Michael Jackson
normal.
Starting at his foot.
Whack.
Turning black.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at the rookie GMs this year that we brought into the league.
Simps.
Three new GMs.
Idiots, all of them.
Three new GMs this year.
Trick.
Let's start with not a new GM, but a new guy.
Actually, Keegan's probably the best one.
Let's talk about Mike. Let's talk about Prison Mike. Let's talk about Prison Mike.
I don't know about that.
What do you guys think about Prison Mike?
To be honest, I mean, he's basically ruined his team since draft day. So, I mean, hopefully he does better as the season goes along.
I mean, honestly,
I
he brings a lot of entertainment.
Right,
other than that.
Yeah, I'll say I like to have him in the pool. A lot of good vibes. Great guy.
Oh, yeah. Great,
he's
great
making
guy.
The chat. He's
not
making the
sure
chat
about
great
his team.
Again.
A lot of lead posts.
That's coming
that
from someone who makes the chat
injury
worse.
Really hurt him. Mm-hmm. Like, really bad.
Another rookie GM that you guys brought up already, Keegan.
Yeah, he's tricked already. I mean, guy thinks D is elite.
No, honestly, we should have kept these secrets.
I shouldn't even have said that.
Ourselves.
Honestly, we should
just
say, keep
I
him going.
I never thought of it till you said it.
No, that was the one thing about the podcast. I was like, "Fuck, I'm gonna be dropping elite knowledge on all episodes." Like,
What do you see from Keegan? Do you think how long until he realizes the deer nothing and he starts to try and ship them?
Hopefully after I ship him Yossi and McAvoy for like some stud.
Yeah, I don't see his mind changing. I mean, he loves Demon. Like, I don't know. He'll probably just do it all year.
So we also seen
no playoffs.
Okay, there's a prediction there out the gate from Rip on Keegan.
Mrs. Play.
And what where GM, did we have Mrs. Mike? Playoffs. What was the prediction on Mike there?
Mike, wild card.
Miss playoffs. As miss. Well,
I got him. I got him sneaking in. I got him sneaking in.
Jake's got him sneaking in. Okay.
I got
Garrett,
him.
Where do you have
him,
Garrett?
Coming to his senses. Fuck, expanding his mind.
What is it? Top yeah. eight. Top eight.
He's
is
gonna
playoffs?
Expand his mind and like trick someone else.
Fuck.
I mean, he has to.
Well, fuck. I don't even fucking know, man. He might be like 10.
I have him. I have him sneaking into that 8 spot.
Okay.
No, it's hard. It's hard to predict. A lot of things will still happen. So, I mean, I haven't seen like a positive trend yet. But still
okay,
early
let's go back
season,
to Keegan here. We've seen some crazy antics from Keegan the first Sunday of week one. It almost seemed like his season was on the line. The way he was acting.
Oh, yeah. Full Chiarelli fashion, as the PR said. I just thought, wow, that's true Pete Chiarelli right there. All in, talking trades, and then just dies.
It was, it was quite the sight. For me, it was, I was just the guy, you know, in the right place in the right time to get a free Nugent Hopkins.
Yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed that.
I mean,
that
and to see
depth.
Nugent Hopkins have 3 apples and go 10 fan points in his first night on my roster, that's gotta.
I will say though, if Keegan would have won, I would have been like, "Wow, that's fucking sweet." But
yeah, it's
I
ballsy.
Mean, he didn't
but
execute, so
NL's
an L. Yeah. NL is an L.
Where do you guys have him missing playoffs? Yeah, and you too.
I have Keegan missing playoffs, but I'm just gonna say this. Come Saturday night, Sunday morning, I'm going to be making sure I have a guy on my team that's on the IR for a long time, just in case.
What?
Just in case Keegan wants that trade again.
What does that mean?
I honestly see Keegan getting active, turning it around a bit, and then we'll see. I think maybe he could sneak into a playoff spot as well. I think there's a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, that is actually a good point.
Yeah, they're both active
and
like
they're both
hungry to be
so,
good.
So I mean, that actually raises their
yeah,
probability.
Yeah, that's true.
By,
what do you
like,
think?
They both want either, it more than me.
Did either of these guys win their first week? They both had the loss.
No,
I crunched fucking Mike bad.
Right,
and then he had lost. The audacity, like 150 points down, for me to change his name to King Michael. Luckily, he changed it back like very quick to the positive.
Interesting
Mary Jane
move.
Hosa that he is.
He actually had a
yeah,
lot
dude.
Of his,
do you know what that says to me? Mental health issues. Makes
actually,
me think
like,
out.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, man. Like, guys,
the more I see
know,
that, the more I think I'm ripping you.
Like, can't just be fucking changing
change,
all the time.
If you lose, I mean, you should probably change your name. Unless you, you know, went on a heater or something, but if you lost your week, change your name.
Yeah, I've already got, I got my backup name, but I mean, I don't think
your
I'll
backup name
again,
is Alito.
So
I'd almost like to see it like make an appearance.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I got such mixed feelings.
Okay, let's move on
it,
here.
Honestly, but
let's move on.
Zach
to,
Baggins is
another rookie GM here who actually did win his week and was pretty low on the original draft ranking. Pretty low in the PR. A guy who came in and won his week.
And the guy
who's
going
to
stay low.
Well, let's talk about Cody. What do you guys? Where do you guys have him? A lot of guys just counted him out from the start.
Honestly, I think he's got a pretty good brain for this type of stuff.
Like,
but
yeah, what do you think of his team and his moves?
Playoffs
and then yeah, go ahead and say it. Tell us if you think he'll make the playoffs or not.
I think he's got a good brain for hockey, and he knows what he's doing. But he's going to over, like, GM. He's going to overdo it, and he's going to end up missing playoffs by, like, just overthinking it making a bad move, blowing his team up.
No, here's the real truth. He's not bad at GMing, but he listens to Ryan.
Yeah, his mistake, you need to be an independent mind. Free thinker.
No, I actually already... I had trade talks fall through because Yan blocked it.
That sounds like Fisher to you.
Boys.
Let's not even get into Fisher. Let's save him for a special segment.
Yeah, we have a whole episode saved for that crackhead, Jesse Fisher.
For Cody, though, if he makes a couple real nice trades, he could make a solid team.
I'll say that. I also agree, but I don't think...
I think he could be in line for Rookie of the Year. Probably the best head on his shoulders of the all GMs. Him and Keegan, it's going to be tough. I don't know.
I think I have Cody getting in the playoffs. I think his team is surprising. I think if he gets a win against Gritty's boss this week, then he'll be respected around the league.
Yeah, I agree. Then his PR needs to go up.
Oh, for sure. It'd have to.
Yeah, if he gets a win against the pesky Gritty, even though his team is bare bones, he somehow Billy Beans his way into, like, elite contention.
Yeah, we'll see if he can Billy Bean against Billy Bean himself this week. All right, let's move on to our final rookie GM, and this one has caused a lot of drama, only in week two already, and there's just drama and emotions flying everywhere. Lur. What do you guys think of Lur's antics this year?
Oh, man. I don't want Kainsler. To piss him off. I think Lewicki's the best GM in the league, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I don't want Lewicki showing up in my house.
No, Lewicki's high energy.
Lewicki's going to bust through my door in like 5 minutes if I say anything bad. So,
Lewicki, yeah, you're pretty active. Hey, tell us that story, Jake, about poker night. Lewicki gave you a wrong address. What happened there?
Yeah, so I went to go to poker night at Lewicki's place.
Yeah.
Basically, Lewicki typed his address in. It turned out to be the place he used to live. So I walk in, and two dogs basically come barking at me. I just, like, walked in, let myself in. Yeah. Two dogs instantly come barking at me. I just scurry out. Lady pokes her head out and says, this is probably the wrong address. So I just left. Lewicki's house doesn't show up on Google Maps yet, so... Yikes. I spent 20 minutes trying to get there. I'll never go back. Just kidding, Lewicki. Don't show up in my house, bud.
Rit, how do you got Lur doing this year, and is he going to make the playoffs, or...?
I don't know. Lur is such a wild card, dude. Like, he could just dismantle himself. He could rip someone. Like, I don't know what's coming. Like, it's all on his, like, mood, you know? He loves to just do stuff. Like, so basically, and this goes for all four GMs, rookie GMs, I got them all in the bubble. Like, I really don't know. Like, yeah. It kind of depends what they do. Like, as their teams are now, I'd say they might miss. But, I mean, they can do a lot still. So, I don't have anyone locked, but I'm not like,
Lewicki win his first week against Cam and put up an impressive 314 fan points. Can he continue that, or was that a one-off fluke?
Honestly, I don't think there's any flukes, really. I think if you put up a big week, you've obviously got some talent. I don't think there's...
Hey. Yeah, of course you're saying that, Jake.
I knew you'd say that. But like you said to me earlier, Garrett, though, like, get ready for the Bruins to lose six straight or whatever. Like, there's gonna be ebbs and flows.
Yeah,
no, it's true. I mean, obviously I'm just saying you do have a legit team if you put up a high point week for sure. But it's not gonna happen like every week. You need to be active and be like, oh yeah.
No, you'll have bust weeks too, but. You have to stream those weeks to get your score back.
You got Lur making playoffs or missing?
Wow. Fuck it, I'll go making.
it's just too early to say. It totally depends on what he does. I'll say with what I've seen from week one, I'll have to say make it.
Interesting. All right. So this week we've seen... a plethora of opinions and even some Snapchats of some time was put into breaking down a series of trades that were made between myself and Mike. This thing got right out of hand. A lot of indecision and disagreement among the league. What did you guys make of it?
First off, shout out to Glenn Amboss. Those were elite videos. I like loved watching them. Like, I really did love it. But I still am confused on the trade. Like, Glenn DM'd me privately after and was like, "We're still right, dude. So like, this isn't settled." Like, I kind of think I know what happened, but I don't know 100% what happened still.
So. Yeah, I got a little confused with Boss's breakdown, to be honest. Obviously, I'm involved on it, so I have a bias to say I ripped his ass. But from the outside, I like to see what people think. But a lot of people are saying that I don't have Panarin. But when I open up my roster, he seems to be in on my team. So
no, I don't know, man. It was, the Panarin thing is what got everybody
very so weird. All right, let's move on to a very controversial topic among the league. We have two GMs in this league who have shown inactivity over the week one. One in particular was unavailable for the draft, and his lot seems to be sending Snapchats to the group, but is unable to open up his fantasy app and make any type of activity happen.
Yeah. There might be a conspiracy on this.
Well,
one.
Like, if there is no a league conspiracy,
I've like, tried.
Colin's probably been in on 9 out of 10 league conspiracies. So,
oh yeah, Colin's the scummiest commissioner that ever lived.
Yeah, Colin.
I don't know about that, but
I mean,
well, I also wouldn't trust else? It in the hands of anybody really more. Like, everybody's a scumbag, pretty much.
Okay, but yeah, Lynn's been scummy.
He was caught up in a scandal last year. They got resolved, but
let me say this. He has a shady history, and Cam has not paid, did not draft, and does not open the app. There is good reason to believe that Colin just has two teams. That's what I'm saying. Unconfirmed, but there is.
No, I guarantee I believe that for sure.
I think I think it's up to the league to basically find a replacement. I think once we find a replacement, I don't think anyone's going to be opposed to replacing him. So,
yeah, a replacement commissioner, right? Like, that's what I wanted.
I was speaking of a replacement team for Cam, personally.
Well, I mean, I'd rather just commish, you know. I do think you guys are underestimating how
no
the league would become if I'm commissioner.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen.
I know. League is too biased against me. Too scared of an elite commissioner.
I don't think that's
going
to happen anytime in the recent, you know, in the next 10 years. But
yeah, I
know.
Guarantee you will cheat to win.
So we've also seen...
he knows.
No comment.
Well, we've seen another inactive GM, Jesse R, but recently I've seen him lurking
popping.
In the chat. Not saying anything, but lurking in the chat.
Well, I seen he was active in the NBA.
Yeah, like...
Fantasy. Mm-hmm. He made a trade there, and he's popping off. He's leading the week. I think he's leading the league right now.
I don't know. He was super inactive. He was super inactive week one, and I, like, traced back his lineup, and it was... he edited it.
I'm pretty sure he was in, like,
Germany
or something.
Probably just pressed
a
lightning bolt and didn't look. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, he gets a free pass on that. And then week two started, and I actually seen him make an ad or something like that. So, I mean, maybe he's becoming more active now.
Interesting.
I don't know. Cam, on the other hand, like the opposite, he's dead.
Yeah, I think.
So, I guess we'll give hope for Jesse R, but I don't know. There's no hope for Cam right now.
All right, I want to ask you guys about. I want to ask
Colin.
Each of you guys to name one player, not on your team specifically, that you're looking to, not exactly get right away, but at some point, that's a player that you want on your team. Ooh, go ahead and
I got a lot. Right.
Okay.
I'll say one. I really want okay. Ovechkin from Jesse R. I every time I see him peek in the chat, I like quickly go to his team and send him trades, and he yeah. never accepts yeah, or rejects. Yeah, I've
had some trades sitting there.
So, but I mean, you got to get him when he comes on for like 2 seconds and he's gone. So you got to capitalize.
Jake,
I don't really know. I got to spread out and get some different players from different teams. But I'm just looking to do like some 1-for-1s, 2-for-2s for some Bruins or whatever.
I bet everybody wants Nate. News for
but everyone wants locked. Austin Matthews.
Locked. Is there, he locked?
Not everyone.
There's one player who can trade. There's one guy who can trade me for him. Mick Pothead.
Nate?
Yeah, well.
Oh yeah, league advocate yeah. for weed.
Yeah, that pretty much McDavid. Locks him now.
Mr. In Trudeau's pocket.
Okay. Name one player on your team that you'd most like to trade away. Go ahead, Garrett.
I'm not going to lie. I love my team right now. If we're talking high-value players, because like no, yeah. I'm not just going to say my worst guy, mm-hmm. I'd say Forsberg mm-hmm. is my most movable player. I mean, I love Forsberg. I creeped his Instagram the other day, creeped his girlfriend's Instagram. He's sweet, man. Every time you do that, if you have a player, creep their life.
Yeah.
And then you'll like
yeah, but then
way
you won't
more.
Trade him.
So, you know, the window's closing on Forsberg. So, but he's my most movable guy. I'll say
go,
that.
Garrett, thank you for that. Jake?
You mean Jake?
I just want to get rid of some Bruins. But, like, not for cheap.
Yeah, pick one.
Doesn't matter.
Which one? Rask.
Whatever.
Holy fuck, you got way too many Bruins, Jake. You got 4 Bruins?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to dump one bad.
Oh, whatever.
So I just want to talk about one team in the league who's been off to a really surprising start. And it's led to some very annoying comments in the chat over some players that are highly overproducing. That'd be the Carolina Hurricanes. And 2 players in particular, Jordan Staal and Justin Williams, who probably shouldn't even be in the league anymore, are, you know, combined for a ton of points. And both seem to be on Lurie's team, who...
it's got to be that magical, like, they just want to win so bad so they can go jump on the glass.
No, this... I think this all stems from Boss, like, helping out Tyler with trades at the start. Somehow, those guys, like... they stay producing, those Boss Tyler guys. Like, I don't know, man. There's something about
yeah,
it. Like,
Boss
trash
is good at
produces
predicting.
For those guys. But I will say, Jordan Staal is actually not bad. I've watched a couple Canes games. He's fucking good, man. Justin Williams, I don't know. He's just a...
he's an old
you know,
guy like riding
the
high of getting a seat
but...
in fucking middling little Carolina.
Yeah. He... that picture of him with the Whalers jerseys, real
dude,
bad style. I would be trading.
He makes
my
his
team
run after
a
game
that
and like,
style. But
jump in the glass.
Yeah,
completely.
The
whack.
Jump in the glass.
That's
thing,
interesting. Yeah.
Could you imagine like a stud like Ovi like
it,
being on that
it
team?
It is
like,
whack, but I do like cool things.
Imagine trying
I
to
guess.
Convince
so
like
but.
I don't know, some actual, like, league beauty to just go and jump into the glass.
Yeah, Canes are rats, though, like, for real. Scott Darling was saying that all they do is play Fortnite, so...
yeah,
like,
it seems like a pretty
that's weird.
Seems that's what all elite teams do, though. Especially according to Patrick Laine.
Canucks.
Oh, yeah, Canucks. Actually, Canucks are elite now from no Fortnite,
oh, yeah.
So... hey.
Yeah, but they were doing it so much they had to ban it. That means that they were
hey, what
like,
do you guys think of the Pettersson hit? Matheson getting a 2-game suspy for that.
League is going way too soft. Like, that is an unsuspendable hit. That's a normal hit, dude. He got suspended because Pettersson's like 140.
Yeah, I'm going to have to 100%. Agree. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that for sure.
Yeah,
It seemed like a way that, like
the way the league's going with all these suspensions
would just hit me like back in the day, like when I was small. Like, I mean, obviously it's excessive force down.
Oh yeah, dude.
But like when you're a small guy and like especially when you're like in there like battling with the bigger guy and then you go, you're like first to the puck against the boards. Like you know what's coming. Like it's obviously gonna be a rough fucking hit.
Oh yeah.
And he gets dumped and like it's unfortunate the way his head hits. But, like, he needed to protect himself better. He turns his back.
Dude, I've been a small player my whole life. And, like, I know when there's big guys around me, I'm like, I don't expect them to take it light. So, I don't know why. It looked like Peterson just, like, thought, oh, yeah, I'll just get rubbed out and I'll keep playing and dangling. No, dude. Like, Matheson is a mean dude. He's coming at you. Like, get ready. He just kind of, like, thought it was going to be nothing. And then Matheson just punished him. And, like, the mistake was, I think Peterson just didn't know it was coming. But that's not
he didn't.
Matheson.
He didn't protect himself.
Like,
he turned
you
his
gotta
back.
You got to expect that shit.
And, like, obviously he just let his body go limp. And, I mean,
and like,
I do too. Like,
him.
Like the outcome is unfortunate.
Result,
especially,
but,
like, I made a bit of a bold claim, like, saying,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, he should have got up, what a pussy. No, he was seriously injured, like. I was stupid. Once I seen the full play,
he was concussed,
it's a lot worse
shit.
Than I thought. But the play itself is...
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
he couldn't even get
it's
up.
Not bad. I think most people seem to agree with that.
Yeah, it's safe to say, though, that Peterson will never be the same. I mean, Glenn should probably drop him because, like, there could be mild brain damage, maybe a little more. Like,
yeah,
it,
I really wouldn't
bad,
be shocked to see Peterson watching the game as a vegetable, sipping through a straw, sipping apple juice through a straw. So, Petty, don't like, send me into more fucking Peterson trades, you fucking
Steven,
Muppet.
Stephen Hall.
Yeah. Petty leads the league in Petty
I
has
enjoyed
leads the league
my
Stephen
time
Hawking.
As a Vancouver Canuck.
Five games.
Petty leads the league in having vegetables on his team, and he's got
holy shit.
He's got one.
No, but seriously, obviously we're joking. Wish him the best. Just in case, like,
a hint of sarcasm.
Random rod hears this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to ask you boys about the trade that went down today. And your opinions on it?
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, tell it to me.
Oh, the Stamkos trade. I'm not going to lie. Stamkos sucks, so I'd say you won the trade. But, like, I don't like your guys either. So I'd say that's overall just, like, trash for trash.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of those.
Yeah, sorry,
like, we'll
dude.
Wait and see.
Well, here's
we'll
what
wait
I'll
and
say.
See trades, but I do like Freddie. But like, I don't think his save percentage is gonna be that high. His goals against is probably gonna be high.
I'm anti goalies this year, so I'm anti goalies.
Freddie's one of my favorite
so, like,
goalies in the league, though.
Fuck goalies.
He's definitely elite.
Well, here's the thing, though, boys. There's a lot of talk about my team needing to get a lot deeper. And have I done that?
You've done that, yeah. In my opinion,
I hate to say it, but yeah. Thanks to Chiarelli and fucking Boss. So, but I will say, if Boss can move Stamkos for a lit package, then I would say the Stamkos side wins. But it all depends on that.
You can't even trace trades that far.
And for who?
I mean, you got to go trade by trade.
Okay. I guess for just this trade, I don't know. I guess I'd rather Ryan side.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's a close deal. It's a close deal. I mean, I'm not going
to... Yeah, I mean, goalies aren't
either
nothing.
Guy.
They aren't that easy to stream, but... I mean, especially with a deeper... Like, we got, what, 16 guys in the league now?
14.
It
no,
is
14.
Harder to stream.
That's like 28 goalies, though, gone. And that's like three other starters. And like, I did a list during the draft, and like, there's only like 12-ish like real starters, and the rest are like tandems, dude.
Interesting. interesting insight there. Well,
Thomas Grice.
I think that's about it for the first episode. I think we'll wrap it up. Any closing statements? How do you guys feel going into the rest of the year with your team? Any big changes, or you guys think you guys want sitting 1-2 and as top of the PR? So, I mean, great start for both of you.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I love trades, but I fucking love my team right now. Like, I got lots of interest on certain guys, and I'm like, I don't even want to fucking move them. Guys like Rant.
Yeah, a lot of Rant and talk. And locked. And I just can't see you moving him. I think Fish is.
I've rejected Tarasenko for Rant in like 7 times in the last 2 days. And guys would you are call a retard me retards for that. But
who offered you that?
No, I'm not.
Who has Sanko? What?
Dude, Blues and Fish. Sanko are trash. Fisher did, man.
Fish.
I fucking rejected that shit.
I'll give you Bergeron back for Tarasenko.
But I'll say this. I'm an Abs fan, so my Abs players are actually valuable to me, unlike Glenn's style, where he chips his favorite guys for nothing.
I'm a true fan. Speaking of, I want some Oilers. So Ryan, Austin Matthews for McDavid, can we make it happen?
We'll see. We'll see, buddy.
Oh, that's
no. Actually, no, let's
that's
talk
an
about
interesting
it.
Offer.
Well, if fucking McDavid, we've seen you guys hammer a trade off, out. So.
Live.
I don't think I can move McDavid for Matthews personally.
Mm-hmm. All right. Suit yourself.
There it is. We'll see if that changes, though.
10 goals already, so.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I think McDavid just hasn't – he's only played a couple games, so. Yeah. Let's give him a minute.
Him and his two, like, trash line mates, his third-liner line mates.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how he does it. Like, there's nobody on Edmonton. It's just him. They're terrible.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Get on that Austin Matthews train. Kapanen, if Nylander gets signed back, he's Reyes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Simp drop, Michael.
Simp.
Kapanen, bro. Fucking... If Nylander comes back, though, he slides right in there.
What a pigeon move by
Glenn to
just drop Kapanen.
Dude, Kapanen and Nylander were roommates and best friends. That's kind of
weird. That is weird.
He's like He's taking his buddy's,
he's not taking
like,
anything. It's
actual
not,
spot.
It's not Cap's fault.
What do you mean he's not taking it? Kapanen is the new Nylander.
I mean, I'm just saying it's not on Kapanen. Like, it's not like he's taking it. I wouldn't feel weird.
No, I know.
Like, well,
but,
dude, if you want to come,
I was listening,
sign for
I was
six
listening,
and a half and play, you fucking idiot.
Dude, people were saying, though, that he's, like, worried about it. Like, he feels
probably
weird.
Probably. He's a Cappy's? Soft little Swede.
Have you guys seen?
He's like a model.
His dad is Sammy Kapanen. Yeah, do you guys know who Sammy Kapanen was?
Yeah, Nylander's dad also that's played too. Sweet. I don't know his first name, but
have you guys seen Cappy's girlfriend?
Oh, Michael Nylander, yeah. Dude. He was.
I'll send you guys Cappy's girlfriend on on Instagram. I've been following her for like over a year.
Mm.
Oh wow, that
Kapanen's like a rich. Her dad owns some like big company in Toronto. She's like a rich whore. So nice.
Yeah, she looks weird.
Yeah, vegan. Weird.
Like you.
All right, boys. We should probably wrap this up. Hey?
It's been a pleasure, boys. To all the Muppets still listening to this.
thanks for listening, Glenn. Fellas.
Broken
we'll
wrist.
See you on the next one.
Bye.
All right. Ciao. See you guys.